Now, what was even more exciting was that we had a hint that there was a third predictive assay that might tell a person whether or not you actually needed the anthracycline. So if you remember, we talked about the predictive assay of estrogen receptor and the predictive assay of HER2, and that the best way of testing HER2 was with this amplification test called FISH. So all of the patients on this trial were FISH amplified, which meant that that little strip of DNA that contains HER2 had multiple copies driving the breast cancer. Well, it turns out that the target for anthracyclines is an enzyme called topoisomerase 2. And by chance, we believe, it happens that the gene for topo 2 is right beside the gene for HER2. And in about 35% of women with HER2 amplified breast cancer, that amplicon, that little stretch of DNA, is long enough to also include the topo 2 gene, which is the target for anthracyclines.
What does amplification mean?
Well, in all of our cells, we normally have a gene that is present in two copies, one on the strip of DNA that you got from your mom and one on the strip of DNA you got from your dad. In breast cancers, for reasons that we don't understand, little bits of DNA are commonly multiplied. And instead of having two copies in the nucleus, you can see 10 or 15 or even 100 copies of a little strip of DNA, which we call an amplicon. So at the end of the day, HER2-driven breast cancers all have more than two copies of that gene. What we were quite surprised to see on this trial, though, is that for the women that had multiple copies of topoisomerase 2 in that little strip of DNA in which the HER2 resided, they did very, very well with the anthracycline-containing arm, the second one, AC followed by TH. We were quite happy to see as well that in the 65% of patients that did not have that co-amplification of the topoisomerase 2 gene by FISH, that in fact they did just as well with TCH as they did with ACTH. So in that subgroup of women, which is actually the majority of HER2-driven breast cancer, it didn't look like you needed an anthracycline at all.
And thus avoid the risk of the cardiomyopathy.
Right, so it's a case where you can have your cake and eat it too. You can have an effective Herceptin-based chemotherapy regimen, which you can give upfront on day one and hopefully prevent those early relapses. And we're not seeing the congestive heart failure. But I think if you live by the sword, you've got to die by the sword. And I was criticizing the Oncotype DX as not being fully validated. And that criticism would actually be stronger for our own data from the 006 trial. So at present, this analysis was done with only 2,000 of the 3,000 patients on the trial. Okay, we didn't have the full analysis on everybody. And the follow-up on this trial is only 2 years. And the curves that are separating the TCH and ACTH arms really are almost indistinguishable at 2 years. It's sort of beyond the median follow-up that we're seeing the curves separate. So I personally don't feel that I would state that women should have to have topo 2 amplification determined today. We are going to get the rest of the samples analyzed within the coming months, and we will have, I think, a definitive answer for this in the first quarter of 2007. But at present, there's no other study that can actually address this question because the BCIRG study is the only one that took out the anthracycline from the equation.